Amen, but we ain't going to be that long. We're going to be real quick. And I can still see some other chairs that people can sit in. Y'all don't mind sitting next to folk, do you? Amen. That's good right there. You don't mind sitting next to folk, we're going to be all right. Amen. Rico, we got something happening there. Amen. Mark 1 and verse 40. Hallelujah. Man, I tell you, God is good. You there? Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for this word today, and we thank you for Resurrection Sunday. We thank you that this is a beautiful day, but every day is a beautiful day. Every day we're benefited by the sacrifice of Christ our Redeemer. Every single day we open our eyes, we benefit from the blood of Jesus Christ shed on the cross of Calvary. But today is special, and we come with our hearts full of gratitude and joy. Lord God, ready to give you glory. And I thank you for this word today. I thank you, Lord, that it reaches someone and that someone's captured by your grace and your love. Lord God, overwhelmed by the love shown, exhibited by you giving your son for us, even when we were your enemies. We give you glory and honor and praise today in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Say this with me. I pray this resurrection day, that someone be saved, set free, delivered. In Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, clap your hands if you believe that, if you really want it. Amen. Mark 1 and 40. Now a leper came to him, imploring him, kneeling down to him, and saying to him, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Hallelujah. Now a leper came to him, imploring him, kneeling down to him, and saying to him, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Then Jesus, moved with compassion, stretched out his hand and touched him and said to him, I am willing. Be cleansed. As soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy left him and he was cleansed. Thank you, Lord, for cleaning us. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to just talk to you for just a little bit. I want to speak to you from Christ's perspective. And the topic is, I am willing. I am willing. You look at this text, you see a man who's broken and his life is really turned upside down as a result of becoming leprous. Leprosy has totally changed his life. Leprosy is a terrible scourge, where someone's skin begins to turn and no one will touch them. No one will even go near them. And even as they enter into town, they have to shout out the words, unclean, unclean. Can you imagine what life would be like for you if you had to announce to everybody that you were unclean? Oh, Lord. What would it be like if you had to tell everybody about your deep and dirty and dark stuff? What would it be like if before you came into this building today that you had to announce all of your sins to people before you came in the room? What must life be like for somebody like that who feels dirty and feels forsaken and feels like life is no longer really worth living? And he comes across this man, Jesus, one day, a chance meeting on his part, but a divine destination on the part of God to meet this broken man whose life has been mangled by his disease and deliver him from where he was to where God wanted him to be. Yes, it's on days just like these when people sit in rooms just like this and they wonder, can God forgive somebody like me? Can someone like me be redeemed? Can I be forgiven for the things that I've done? Pastor, I heard it many times, time after time after time, that God will forgive me and I don't feel forgiven. Well, just because you don't feel forgiven doesn't mean that you're not forgiven. The problem is you hadn't forgiven yourself and some people around you hadn't forgiven you. But I'm telling you, if you went to Jesus, repented, down on your knees, on your face before God, and say, God, I agree with you that my sin is sin. You will be forgiven. His question was not in his ability to cleanse him, but in his willingness to cleanse him. Luke describes him just a little bit differently in Luke 5 and 12. Here's how it's written. He says, a man who was full of leprosy saw Jesus. full of leprosy. There's a difference here. It's really dramatically different. A man with leprosy, now here a man full of leprosy, saw Jesus. He fell on his face and implored him, saying, "Lord, if you are willing, make me clean." See, his question, we have to understand why he's wondering about whether or not Christ is willing to make him clean. He does not doubt his ability, his power, his strength, but he doubts his willingness to do it. Leprosy was seen as a punishment for sinful behavior, a literal curse from God. So then, this man believed that his condition was the result of something that he had done that was so bad that God cursed him. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on that, but there are people in this room that believe that you've done something so bad that God has turned his back on you and allowed the devil to run rampant in your life, and literally you feel cursed, even though you may not raise your hand and say, "That's me, Pastor." There are people like that in this room, and some of them call themselves believers. You see, if this is really true, then he must have really sinned, because Luke describes him as one full of leprosy. What must you have done to be full of the thing that makes you sick, full of the curse of God on your life, full of leprosy from your top of your head to the bottom of your feet? This gives some clarity to why he had questions about the willingness of Christ to cleanse him. I believe that this is a beautiful, powerful metaphor. He asked to be cleansed. To be cleansed means to be made clean, or to be rid of our impurities. See, cleaning is what you do for dirty things, but cleaning is also what you do for sinners. Psalm 51 and 2 says, "Wash me thoroughly and repeatedly from my iniquity and my guilt. Cleanse me and make me wholly pure from my sin." If you are in sin, you need a good cleaning. Oh, God, help me here. We're quiet today. But I need some people who were cleaned by the power of God and the blood of the Lamb to touch somebody and say, "I've been cleansed." The worst thing we can do on a day like today is sit here and act like we're clean when we're dirty. Yeah. It is the worst thing, because if we have never admit our state, if we never come to grips with who we are and what's wrong with us, then we will never be placed into a position to be delivered. I believe that one of the issues of the day is that we don't have to say we're unclean. So we can hide underneath the facade of a seemingly well put together life. But if enough pressure gets placed on our house of cards, everything comes tumbling down. Here this man is tired of being where he is. He's sick of being a leper, and he sees an opportunity to be delivered. I wonder if anybody is sick of what's been holding you down, sick of the sin in your life, sick of repeating the same stuff over and over and over again, sick of the same prayers asking forgiveness for the same thing that we've been doing now for 15 or 20 years, sick of the devil ruling over our lives, sick of being sick, sick of being angry, sick of being depressed, sick of being tired. Is anybody in here sick of it? Well, if you're sick of it, I'm telling you, the healer is here. The deliverer is here. The Savior is here. He paid it all. He paid it all so that you wouldn't have to go home the way you came this morning. He paid it all so that you don't have to sit up all night in depression with the evil enemy tormenting your mind. He paid it all. Somebody say, "He paid it all." He paid it all so that you could be redeemed from the curse, so that you could be redeemed from sin, and you could be redeemed from everything that comes with sin. He paid it all. Are you willing, Jesus? I know you're able, but are you willing? My problem is, see, that I'm so messed up that I can't believe that you do something for somebody like me. My problem is that I've done so many evil, backhanded, behind the door, in the dark things that people will never forgive me for. I can never tell the person on my row all the things I did, because if I told them, they probably move over and find another seat, clutch their purse real close to them. I wish I had somebody in this room that knows what I'm talking about. There is absolutely, positively some stuff that you can't share with people who are close to you. And because they will look down on you, many of us think that God is like people. Let me hurry up, because I told you I wasn't going to be long. Then Jesus, somebody say dirty things. You clean dirty things. Anybody gonna eat on a dirty plate, drink out of a dirty glass, eat with a dirty fork? Come on, tell me something. Come on, eat on a dirty table. If you go to the restaurant the day after you leave here and the table got dirty dishes on it and all kind of stuff and roaches and rats crawling all over it, are you gonna even eat up in there? Somebody say, clean that dirty stuff. Clean that dirty stuff. But cleansing is also for dirty people. Yeah. Don't be upset with the pastor this morning. Because the pastor's testimony is that he was once dirty. Oh, Lord. Yes, he was. The pastor was once dirty. I mean, covered in sin. Did you see the young lady come down here with the black robe on? Did you see the robe represents the sin that was covering her, completely taking over her life? But you know what? Before the song ended, she walked away in a white robe. I'm telling you, no matter what you got covering you today, you can walk away from here cleansed by the blood of the Lamb. Will you do it for me? I know you can, but will you do it for me? I saw her get healed, but I'm still sick. Will you do it for me? Maybe it was that thing I did 20 years ago. Maybe it was that mistake I made. I'm talking to somebody. You thinking that God is punishing you because you hadn't been delivered yet. See, that's what we wonder. That's the thing. It's a nasty, dirty little church secret that there are people who sit out there who say they love God, believe that God loves them, but then wonders if God will do it for me. I know he has power, mother. I know he can, but I'm wondering if he will. I got to hurry up. So Jesus is moved with compassion. I think the question got to him. Am I willing? And so it moves him. And he does something illegal, outrageous, and unexpected. He touches him. And then he says, look at it. I am willing. That's good right there. And then at the end of the I am willing, he said, be cleansed. Now, this says, as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy left him, and he was what? Cleansed. Now, here's my question. If the man was cleansed as soon as Jesus spoke the word, why did he touch him? Huh? If it says, as soon as he had spoken, the leprosy left him. So if he would be healed when he spoke it, why would he touch him? Lord, have mercy. Oh, God, I struggled to keep it shorter than this, but I got to share this with you. Because Jesus sees beyond the surface. This is why there are some things that only Jesus can do for you. Somebody jump up on your feet and say, there are some things that only Jesus can do for me. Because you see my outside, but Jesus sees my inside. You see what's wrong with me externally, but Jesus sees what's wrong with me internally. Don't let the dirt fool you. Somebody grab your neighbor and say, don't let the dirt fool you. Because you know we could dress this dirt up. It's Easter Sunday too. Look at all this beautiful dirt off up in here. Dirt with bow ties on. Come on, y'all. Dirt with new shoes on. Oh, yeah. Dirt with a new hairdo. Talk to me, somebody. Dirt with perfume on. But when you take all that off the dirt, it ain't nothing but dirt. So as good as we can dress our dirt up, we still need to be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Somebody shout yes. Oh, I can't go there this morning, but I sure feel like it. What can wash away my sins? What can make me whole again? Somebody say, I need him, I need him, I need him, I need him. Come on, grab your neighbor, tell him, I need him, I need him. Come on, tell him, I need him, I need him, I need him, I need him. I need him. I need him. I need him. I needed him to cleanse me. I need some real people right here, because this is a real tough confession. I needed him to cleanse me, but I need him to keep me clean. Now that's a tough confession right there. Because some of us want people to believe we can keep ourselves clean. But if it had not been for the Lord that was on my side, I'd be sinning again. Y'all ain't never heard that. I said, if it had not been, well, I tell y'all, acting up for the Lord who was on my side, I'll be right back out there. Is there anybody else in here who knows that's the truth? We're limited. We're limited in what we can do. That's why we have to go to him. This man went to Jesus. We got to go to Jesus. Psychiatrists can't fix it. It's going to take Jesus. Oh, God. If you get the job and the money and the clothes and the position and the status, that still ain't going to heal you. Your outside going to look good, but your inside is still wrecked. So ain't no need in putting a suit on your leprosy and calling it clean. His vision is much bigger than ours. He can see deeper and he can see farther. The impact of Jesus touching this leper is amazingly wonderful. This man had probably not been touched in a long time. Yeah, let's dig there. You can't touch lepers. Because if you touch the leper, you would then become unclean. And then you would have to live the same isolated, embarrassing life that the leper led. So people avoided lepers at all costs. Yet Jesus touches him. What it must have meant to this man to be touched. Something that simple that we all take for granted meant the world to that man. See, this is not like the woman with the issue of blood, who came up from behind Jesus and touched him. Jesus reached out and touched this guy. He could have skipped the touch and just told him to be healed, but he knew that this man needed to be touched. And I believe in my heart of hearts that even if the leprosy didn't go away, just the touch would have blessed him. See, there's some stuff that may not go away right now, but just to know that he cares enough about you. But here's the thing, though. Here's our dilemma. If he touches you,
There ain't no way you're going to stay the same as you were before the touch. I just need to ask a Holy Ghost question. How many of y'all been touched? Oh! Woo! Boy, it's about to go on up in here. How many of you have been shown the touch by the power of God? Somebody said that the Holy Ghost will make you walk right. The Holy Ghost will make you talk right. I can't get nowhere. Where my sanctified people at? The Holy Ghost. Somebody say, change my life. Change my life. Oh, yes, sir. Grab your neighbor and say, I'll never be the same. I'll never be the same. I'll never be the same. He touched me. Oh, he touched me. And oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know what happened. He touched me, and he made me whole. Somebody tell your neighbor, I'm whole today. Tell your neighbor, I'm whole today. Tell him, I'm whole today. No, say it, I'm whole today. Right now, this minute. I gotta wrap it up. I got 7 minutes. He didn't just cleanse him. He didn't just cleanse him, he healed him. Hold tight. He didn't just cleanse him, he healed him. To cleanse him would have just dealt with the leprosy. Some of us, our external stuff has been addressed. And the internal stuff is still being worked on. God's still working on your inner man. I came to minister to somebody. You're wondering why the struggle? Why the struggle, Lord? Why the struggle? Why can't I get past this by now? What's happening? He says, hang in, child. I'm working on you. I'm still here with you. The fact that you feel a struggle means I'm still here. I need to talk to y'all. The fact that you feel a struggle, when you stop feeling the struggle, that means you've been overtaken. But the fact that you feel a struggle means you're still in here and he's still working in you. Your outside looks better. But I decree by the power of God and his anointing that your inside and your outside gonna match. See, we heard messages, so we got ourselves cleaned up and we learned the church language and we learned how to walk and we learned how to govern ourselves accordingly and we learned how to make ourselves look complete. But I'm speaking right now by the power of God that you're not gonna just look complete, you're gonna be complete. Thank you, God. He healed him because he was broken on the inside. That touch did something. The word cleansed him, but the touch healed him. Yeah. Some of us need that same touch. And he will do the same for us. He'll do it today, y'all. If you thought you just came for an Easter program, I'm glad you're here. You're here for a touch from the mighty one. My touch won't do much for you, but his touch will transform your life.
but you got to want to be touched. Amen. Is he willing, you ask? He was willing to go to the cross. He was so willing that he said in John 10:18, no one takes my life from me, but freely I lay down my life. He was so willing that according to Romans 5:8, while we were still his enemies, he died for us. He was so willing that he took up our pain, bore our suffering. He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him. And by his wounds, we are healed. And he was so willing that he got up from the grave. When the women went there to see him, they said, why do you look for the living amongst the dead? He is not here. He is risen, just as he said. And if you drop down to about verse 26, he says, because of this resurrection, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. He can move your sin right out of your life. You know why? Because he has all power. He can move sickness out of your life. You want to know why? Because it has all power. See, the dying was one thing, but the getting up was another thing. And when he came out of that tomb, oh, I wish I had a witness here. Somebody say, when he got up, I got up. You better say it like you believe it. When he got up, I got up. Look at your neighbor and say, I've been resurrected. But that means you had to die first. That means you got to die to your pride. You got to die to your image. And you got to die to trying to fix yourself. You just got to go ahead and humble yourself on Easter Sunday 2014 and say, I need Jesus. That's all you got to do. Is he willing? You ask. Is he willing? Absolutely. He's willing. You got sin in your life? He's willing. Your children are unsaved? He's willing. You got more month than money? He's willing. Come on. You've been tormented by the enemy? He's willing. You need deliverance from depression? He's willing. Somebody say, he's willing. He's willing. I said he's willing. If you're here today and you're thinking that crazy thought that I've done too much for him to be willing, I see all y'all church people around here praising God, but y'all don't know what I did. You don't know where I've been. You probably hadn't done anything near what I've done. I'm telling you, you don't know what any of these good church folk did. You don't know what we've been forgiven for. That's the enemy's trick to keep you from coming from the one who can redeem you. That is a lie from the pits of hell to keep you where you are. I'm telling you today, he's willing. You want to know how I know he's willing? You want to know how I know he's willing? This is not scripted. I didn't ask anybody to do this. But if you went to Jesus and you asked him to save you, I need you to jump up on your feet and say, I know he's willing. Because he did it in me. I know. Yes, I know. God bless you. I know. Somebody say, I know he's willing. Now, we don't have to give our testimonies to you. All we have to say is we were once dirty. We were once dirty. But then he cleaned us up. And some of us, he cleaned us up and made preachers. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Some of us, he cleaned. cleansed us and gave us a prophetic gift. Where we used to cuss, now we're speaking blessings. Anybody know what I'm talking about? He cleansed us. He cleansed us. He cleansed us. Oh, if you knew us before the us you know now, you would know how far us has come. Look at your neighbor and say, us has come a long way. You wouldn't have chose us. Let me come down here and talk to y'all. You would not have chosen us to do what us is doing. You wouldn't have chose us to be sitting up here with hats on our head. You wouldn't have chose us to be up here preaching about Jesus. You wouldn't have chose us. Look at your neighbor and say, you wouldn't have chose us. Mm. Oh, Lord, I feel his anointing in here. Stop letting the enemy hold you. Stop letting him hold you captive. He's lying to you, telling you that the other people in here who are on their feet are better than you. They're not. It's his grace. It's his mercy. It's his goodness. It's his willingness. He's willing. He's willing. Listen, here's what you got to do. High school, give me that last scripture. If we freely admit that we have sinned and confess our sins, he is faithful and just, true to his own nature and promises, and will forgive us our sins, dismiss our lawlessness, and continuously, there it is, cleanse us from all unrighteousness, everything not in conformity to his will and purpose, thought and action. He'll even clean you up from what you thought. He's willing. But are you willing to be cleansed? Are you willing to do partnership? Are you willing to do this one thing that's necessary? The leper was cleansed because he went to Jesus. He wasn't cleansed because he attended a church service. He was cleansed because he went and grabbed Jesus. He went to Jesus and said, hey, if you are willing, you can cleanse me. And Jesus reaches out to this man, touches him, connects with him, and says, I'm willing.